The United States has stated that India remains an essential ally in a number of sectors, including trade and security, and also maintained that it is closely monitoring the situation regarding the border clashes between India and China. "We are closely monitoring the situation broadly regarding border clashes, but we are glad to hear that at least in December both sides, India and China, appeared to have disengaged," U.S. State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said. While responding to media queries during the regular briefing, Patel stated that Washington is relieved that the situation on both sides is calm. The Ladakh border clash in 2020 has remained the dominant issue between the two sides. New Delhi has repeatedly made it clear that bilateral relations cannot be normal unless the border situation is resolved. India also says that if China disturbs the peace and tranquility in border areas, it will impact the relations further. Since April 2020, India and China have also had several diplomatic and military-level meetings. Calling the China-India border situation stable at the moment, Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Sun Weidong has recently told Indian Ambassador to China, Pradeep Kumar Rawat, that the two sides should stand high and look far and view bilateral relations from a comprehensive and long-term perspective. Weidong said that as the situation at the border is currently stable, India and China should implement the important consensus between the two nations' leaders and strengthen communication. The U.S. Principal Deputy Spokesperson also said that India, in a number of domains, including trade cooperation, security cooperation and technological cooperation, has been a great partner to the U.S. The U.S. has meanwhile condemned the Russian attack on Ukraine and extended sympathies to all those who were hurt. As you all saw, Russia launched more missiles across Ukraine January 25 night. On behalf of the U.S., I want to extend sympathies to all those who are hurt and condolences to the families of those who are killed across Ukraine, Patel said. Notably, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stated in his new book that India was forced to change its strategic position, reverse its otherwise independent foreign policy, and join the four-nation quad, owing to China's aggressive actions. In yet another episode, Pompeo says North Korea and its leader Kim Jong-un were not bothered by the U.S. military presence in South Korea.